The Desert Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
Welcome to Desert Island Discs. I'm Flavia Tumusime, and it's always a pleasure having you every single Sunday. When you miss any of the episodes, you can catch up on podcasts, Capital FM Uganda, wherever you receive podcasts. Tonight, I have somebody who was born and raised in this country, Uganda. He has served in 85 countries as an award-winning recording artist with the group Limit X. He's a leadership coach, an educator, and a pastor to pastors. Welcome, Dr. Dennis Sempebwa.
Thank you. Good. Thank you so much, yes. Flavia. Change is, it's one of those inevitable. I wrote a book called Morph. Sometimes, like in this day and age, the idea of being one thing for 40 years is becoming less and less frequent or often. So at the end of Limit X is where the answer, because people would say, like BBC, what's the secret of your success?
Yes.
We couldn't say luck or serendipity or God. You know, we couldn't say prayers. Like, what's that? But because behind that simplistic answer was diligence, focus, attitude, that's where the quest for, just begin to articulate, can we articulate this journey? And that's where the door opened to curiosity, writing, thinking, process thinking. And
we normally start the show by saying, go anywhere in your childhood and drop us there to start your story.
I go to around Buganda Road, 12 years old, because I remember it. I was this mostly deep, quiet, introspective kid who was thinking, overthinking, because I was almost too sober for what I needed to be, because sometimes it helps not to be as sober when you are facing all the anarchy, the craziness of that time, even life expectancy. At 12, you're not thinking, will I make 60? But I did think, I began to see, oh, people don't live long. There are very few Azays. Oh my, will I ever be one of those? But that precipitated something of a crisis of identity. Who am I? And then my dad, who's dad? What's fatherhood? Will I ever have a kid? Yes. I was intense. One of the intense 12-year-olds. Yeah. But that led me to faith. We're going to read this. Guess what, Flavia? It was the first block after the school. So both. And I did go to Buganda Road School after. Yes, which was minutes. But the crisis happened while I went to Aga Khan, or Kampala Primary, which is about 3 miles away. Then we transferred to Buganda Road. But yeah, that's where. But faith, coming to faith, reoriented my identity. Because then I was a child of God.
And home.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was me. I was firstborn of six. But then there were other kids, and those days when your friend was really destitute, they would come, you know. So we were like nine in the house in a two bedroom little flat there, and yeah, that was life. That was life. And find faith is the conventional, but find God. Crusade, a large crusade at City Square, and the guy was talking about peace. And it wasn't so much like, okay, come to Jesus, so, you know, but it was, but what Jesus would give you. The guy said, he will give you peace. I'm like, what? And I said, yes. It was precisely, it's like you've heard the, it's like she's read my testimony. Yeah. Like I said, I really want that. And you know what? It's as though he was listening to my thoughts, because then he said, if you want this, you can actually have this now. I'm like, really? So I said, I want that. I came up and said the prayer. And for me, I was like, okay, God, I hope you give. Okay, I receive you in my life, but I hope peace. Please, peace. And I'm telling you, like right away, we walked home. By the time we got home, I wasn't freaking out, which was my regular. At around 6 p.m. every night, I would go, oh my God, is it? So that night, immediately that night, I'm like, okay, if I die, the preacher said there's this thing called heaven. I think I'm gonna go to heaven. If I don't die, and I said something that I call prophetic now, I said, I will tell the world about this story that God can do this. Yeah. little did I know that this my life would start be a, would start of something. So that helped me. Then of course God didn't fix my which is what I somebody talk about. He did not fix Uganda. My dad did not come amazing. Come amazing dad. No. We didn't have more money at all. But God inside, He gave me that peace. And it helped me focus, helped me work, it helped me the other traits which I talk about in the book, human capital, diligence, and first song choice is Umkomboti. Was it one Chaka Chaka? I know it talks about drinking and that wine. Yeah, I know, like, what's Christian? Come on, no. But that song actually inspired us to write Malabongwe. The beat, the groove, we were like, you know what, because that was the trend, the style was trending, and oh man, it's so we got in our pastor's garage, in Robert Kayanja's garage, it's where we actually wrote the song.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're coming.
When my lamin, whoopum comboti. When my lamin, whoopum comboti. When my lamin, whoopum comboti. When my lamin, whoopum comboti.
Yeah!
Desert Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
Desert Island Discs, we have Dr. Dennis Sempebwa of Limitex. Yes, and you actually said that particular song we just listened to, Umkomboti by Yvonne Chaka Chaka, is what inspired Malibongwe. What, you were in a garage?
Yes, in a garage. In a garage, we put down the, I am the bread of life, so come to me. So put them together. That was the first popular song. Oh. We had Omusai, we had some other songs that became big in the church scene, but this one, woohoo! And then when we released it over in Europe, really commercially. There was the first CD when we, after we signed our record label, Malibongwe was the hit. Now it was a hit. 40 countries, it was number one in Jamaica, Fiji. The thing is, even today, in fact, one time, the number one wedding song in all of Africa was Malibongwe. Even Benson Idahosa, you could see some of the Nigerians, you could see Ghanaians, Zambians. So, in fact, the people know the song, they don't even know who sang it. The song is bigger than us. Yeah, it's much bigger.
Great stuff. So, also part of, you know, finding faith or finding God, or as you termed it, finding peace, sometimes means you have to find like a church to be affiliated to, or like your group, your tribe.
Part of being in faith is you get around faith people, find a tribe. Exactly. Yeah. And the tribe is other Christians, and that's how you grow, you get encouraged. Part of a church, yeah. Okay. At that time, it was Redeemed Church, then we moved to a Philadelphia church, then Miracle Center. Isaac joins us. He was a pastor's kid who was rebellious and all that at the time. And Isaac's like, okay, these guys can play. And we actually invited him. I said, Isaac, come play with us. He's like, don't preach to me. Just, I said, can I just, can we, yeah. He said, yeah, just come hang out. So we played and he loved it. And we started to write stuff, and he got hooked, of course. So we start to sing, and we start to write, and we start to really think, what if we sang to the world? So we wrote a song called United. Song says, whether black, whether white, we are one. So we sing this song, and, you know, 4,000 people, and whether black, whether white, and then people are like, yay! So Pastor Kalori, the assistant pastor, says, okay, you guys, come here. What are you singing about? Yeah, black, white. Black, white. There's no Bazungu here. Why are you singing this song? So, and it wasn't until 17 years later, Flavia, in Nashville, Tennessee, we sing this song, and this white man comes bawling, crying, and says, when I was a kid, I was bullied by black kids so much they actually destroyed my face. I had to get plastic surgery. You know, so he looks at me and says, I hated black people. I'm like, you did? And I said, but when you sang that song, he actually said, that song was written for me because something happened in my heart when you sang that song. And I said, can I hug you? I'm like, sure. And so we began thinking big, and there's what's called the law of attraction, you know. Because we were ready, I call it the law of preparation. What you prepare for, you can't get into, yes. So we were prepared to speak, to sing, to minister, to serve bigger than just our little Uganda. And guess what? We get invited, coincidentally, by a group to go to England. We go to England for what looks like a short-term trip, and in there we regroup without, of course, any singing opportunities. And there is a cancellation in one of the big churches there. Mm-hmm. And we saw how they, with their words, word gets to us, and they say, can you guys sing and replace this group from Ghana, which was coming. So we said, of course we can. So we bust out Malibongwe. They go in the audience was the editor of the Black Britain, the top newspaper in England at the time, a black newspaper, and The Voice, another one. So next day, Ugandan group takes England by storm was the headline. And of course, the rest, as they say, is history, because then bookings, then yes.
I've actually always wondered who or how did you even like come up with the name, you know, the name for the group?
Let me ask the name? Okay. We were the New Wave Band while we were singing. We were at Rubaga, which was actually also radical. We were supposed to be Miracle Center Choir or something. But we said, you know what? No. Could we just call ourselves the New Wave Band? So when we get to England, there is the New Age movement, which was hot at the time. And so we couldn't be. And in fact, when I said, we're the New Wave, they said, are you New Age? We're like, no, we're not New Age. So that's so we talked about. So we sat down in some think session, some dream session, we used to call them. What speaks to vision, you know, the idea of limitlessness. And so there's no limit to what we can do if we trust God with our gifts and limit X denoting the unknown. So that's that. Then groups, then doors open, began to open all over the place. That year there was the first ever British equivalent of the US Dove Awards, which are like you know, Dove Awards. Yeah. So they nominated Limit X, which was like, wait, that was good enough, because we're like, whoa, how could they? We're a Ugandan group. We're not. And their category was Best British New Artist. As they announced the categories of the winners, they announced, and their last award category for Best British New Artist is Limit X. You know, so we won the award for Best British New Artist at that time. And so that also, of course, pushed us further.
You know, it's one thing to have talent and sing and be able to like each other. It's another thing to have biz. I mean, it's show biz. You can have the show, but the business.
Yes, it's the biz, and you have to do the business. you really, and for us, it was really clear. Most of the week we sat rehearsing performance. At that point, it was starkly clear that we had to do the business, because we would sing for maybe 2 hours. That's generous. Maybe, but it was just 2 or 3 songs a week. The rest of it is the business. Who do you call back? Calling back, thanking them for having us. Thank you for having us over. So I started to do the whole thank you for having da da da. So we started keeping our own little book of all the addresses. And yes, and if you don't do the business right, they don't want to have you back. You have an attitude. If you're late, we started, you know, we were Ugandans arriving late to, you know, the Brits. You arrive 5 minutes late, they're done. They've replaced you, you know. So we were trained in England when they told us 10 minutes, you couldn't do 15, because they would come and cut you off. So we learned about excellence.
I wonder how Limitex was able to do it, because you were doing gospel music and in a world which, you know, how it's like almost like a tightrope, because the secular world appreciates you, but as a gospel group. And then the gospel world wants you to not talk to sing to the secular world.
It's called crossing over, because they get gospel shall forever be gospel, secular. But there was a phenomenon, groups like, I don't know if you remember a book called Sounds of Blackness, because Amy Grant crossed over, Take Six. But then the issue is, once you cross over, they didn't want to have you bring the cross. Yeah. The church is like, oh my gosh, what are you doing there? And then the secular world doesn't want to be proselytized. Don't try to convert us. Can we enjoy? Yes. Can we enjoy you? So it was. It's a thin line. It's a tightrope. But we walked it, because we thought that the message of our music was stronger than just hope, love. It was God. We felt peace in God. That's what helped us keep our sanity here. So we thought, dealing with depression, hopelessness. You know what? Instead of like find love, find God. So we were proud of our message. In our face with your message, you know what? God is good. And we can say God is good. Well done, sir. Yes. Because the world loves excellence.
So what's your second song choice for us?
Born in Africa. Philly. Philly Retire. Yeah.
Desert Island Discs on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
It's Desert Island Discs, and I have Dr. Dennis Sempe, where you are actually, we can say, award-winning recording artist. Yeah.
Yes.
But you're also a leadership coach.
Yeah.
You're an educator. Explain to me when they say pastor to pastors.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I help pastors deal with not just because we train, we have a training instrument that all the way from diploma and accredited training Bible college, university college, which I'm the principal over, the chancellor. Mm-hmm. But so from the theological side, pastors also teaching all kinds of crazy stuff. We're having that a lot.
Because here, when you say that a pastor is being taught, they're like, oh, but I thought they just, you know, blood flows. And then they're like, I know.
Pastors, pastors are burning out. Marriage, you know, my kid just told me he's suicidal. You know, what do I do? I've got a great public life. I'm the man of God on Sunday, but I am dealing with oppression, depression.
My life
is, so we help them. We help pastors, leaders.
To bridge that.
I've fallen. I've messed up. Can I get restored? Sometimes it's just I need company. Can we just get together and have fun, you know?
I've never understood why the church was very unforgiving, you know, when I tried to also find faith the way you did, you know, one day just stumble upon it at a crusade.
Yeah.
But then for me, I thought church was quite unforgiving. I said, I'm not looking for a pastor who's perfect. I'm looking for a pastor I can actually relate to.
Yeah.
He's made mistakes or she's made mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, has problems like anybody else. Yes. Why are you preaching to me somebody who is perfect, who will never make a mistake? And so I've never really understood
that. That is a tragedy. Antithetical to the actual message. The message of the cross, message of Jesus, is forgiveness, is redemption. Church is where you go when all else collapses. And on behalf of the pastors who have messed up in that way, because that's the core. I mean, God forbid we become exclusionary, then what are we doing? The church is, the whole essence of Jesus is, come to me, all you who are tired and are heavy, I will give you rest. So the church must forever maintain that face.
Talk to me about the first time you returned as Limitex.
First time we returned,
back home.
Very surprised. Very surprised. Yes, because we were surprised that people wanted that.
Mm.
That we didn't think enough that actual live rap, hip hop, R&B, that was actually would be a phenomenon until we hit that stage at the Sheraton Ballroom.
What year was that?
That was 93.
Ooh, okay.
93. And oh man, it's like, whoa, the kids love it. And we choreographed every song, 30 songs. The show was excellent.
Yeah.
So they lined up. The next thing is the whole thing is sold out. And then the attacks came from the church. The church were like, you're telling kids to go back to clubs. Because your chidongo is too groovy. Then they had a problem with rapu, hip hop.
Seem to be akatonda.
Almost resensitizing kids to secular music. They didn't even care about the lyrics.
Didn't listen.
The lyrics were all Jesus, but no, chidongo. And they attacked us, and you know what we did? Radical. We just decided to have a show.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they literally started to tell their kids, the young people, do not go. These kids, these are dangerous for the church. We decided to have a concert, one concert, and it was exclusive to the clergy. We called all the pastors. We wrote them.
How do you invite them?
Yeah, they came up because they were like, 300-400 of them came. The chief guest was the bishop. Bishop Kauma at the time.
Really?
Yes, the bishop. And so.
Kudos that you actually got them to come.
But now, then we're thinking, okay, countdown. Do we tone down?
Mm-hmm.
Do we? No, we did
the
not tone down.
As just, it is.
The chidongo was as loud as, all the choreography was as crazy as.
Oh,
and we even said, everybody say yay!
Yeah.
And nothing, of course.
Silence.
Yeah, silence. All the way to the invitation to faith at the end, because we wanted to show them this is what we're doing. if this music has touched you, you want to give your life to God, say this prayer with us. Jesus, come into... And they were like, what is wrong with this kid? And then we had the Archbishop come up and actually have remarks.
Mm.
And he's like, and he said, Baba Anavano, this is fantastic.
Oh, bless.
This is what we... And on behalf of the Church of Uganda, we fully endorse this young man. Uganda needs this now. And that broke it. The following Sunday, all these pastors.
Wow.
You know what? These kids are good. In fact, you go to their concerts. So it was a radical, radical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your life.
Yes.
It's been a trip.
Yes.
And when I hear things like you're a leadership coach and you're a mentor, these are things that must have been with you. Because when you spoke about the victim mentality, yes. I mean, now you can define it.
Yes.
As victim. You know, yes, victimhood. But yes, back then, I don't think you had the words or the vocabulary speak to your emotions or how you felt.
There's no one like me because of my story.
Mm.
And actually, I am, you know, our in the studio here is our administrator, you know, Lisa. I pepper the lectures, the coaching sessions with, I grew up with nothing. We jumped over bodies as kids on our way to school. It was that, and it was only like... And it doesn't matter if it's Coca-Cola, BP, I don't care who they are. You know, life is tough. Mm-hmm. There are things you cause, but the most damaging things that we carry are things happen to you. Yeah, that happen to you. And everybody universally can relate to victimhood and brokenness of the human condition. There's no, even, and we're in America, of course, California, I'm based there where there's ultra-rich people, but they're all broken. Mm. They're broken there, they're, you know, because brokenness is... Everybody relates to brokenness. Everybody. So how do you get up? How do you do something with your life in spite of what you've been given?
What's your third song choice?
Third song? Come on.
Yeah.
Third song was Malibongwe.
Oh, popular song.
Popular song.
Very popular. Yes. I was at a wedding recently and Isaac was, you know, now he's an MC for events. Yes. Isaac Ruchi.
Yes.
And you know, I think midway is like, oh, somebody has sang. And I think the artist said, oh my God, Isaac Ruchi, Limitex, yes, I like you. And he said, you know what? I might as well get onto the mic. And when he brought up that song, Malibongwe, everybody sang along. It's almost like it's just the anthem. Everybody sang along. So it'd be nice to hear it again.
It is. The song just became so big. And yeah.
But bigger than you guys.
Yeah, it's bigger than us. And it's a reminder of... Mm-hmm. Wow, the journey. Wow, the journey. Wow, the journey. Wow. Yeah.
So come.
Desert Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
It's Desert Island Discs, and it's probably rare that an artist will come here and actually ask for their own song. So you're probably like one of two.
Really?
Yes, Dr. Dennis Simpiwa of Limitex, but he's an author as well. Do they also call you a ghostwriter or just a writer? Because yeah, we were kind of arguing in the newsroom at the time when, you know, when the Navigator book came out, they said, Katumuita ghostwriter or writer? Yeah.
Ghostwriting is when you're completely vanished.
Yes. Nobody says anything about you. Yeah, but if we got to know you, obviously you're just writer.
The reason why she's on the cover
as author because
I wrote her story. Ghostwriting is usually, let me tell you the story, you just... Please put things together.
Piece it together.
Yeah, piece it together. Mm-hmm. So of course we had days and days of just talking conversations. Mm-hmm. I would almost transcribe those conversations and put them together, and then she would say, that's the backside of
Before we get to that part, yeah. I think a few years ago, either you had written a book or you were doing some work around mentorship, leadership. Yes. I don't know if I'm mistaken, but was it leadership for either the boy child or for men or towards youth? It was something to do with that. And I don't know why it stood out for me, because I hadn't heard anything about you. And then boom, from Limitex and singing to leadership and mentoring.
Yeah.
I said, wait, what happened in between? Yeah, what happened in between? You know, because there's so much that wasn't pieced together.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, something must have happened for him to turn around his life into teaching, into holding hands for the other people.
Yes.
What kind of leader are you, or do you believe you are?
I want to walk alongside. I don't stand on the mountain and say, you know. I also respect the fact that I don't want to clone.
Okay.
Because sometimes the leaders replicate. They want to give you, here's a caricature. They come, do this. No.
A template for perfect, child.
Yes, and you know, my global worldview, I've been to 85 countries, so the global worldview has told me it cannot be Americentric. It cannot be Afrocentric.
No.
Because Chinese, you see, they're amazing leaders in Vietnam that don't do it anything like Silicon Valley. And so the Silicon Valley people, the California people, the Google kids are like amazing billionaires who just completely no clock. I'll work at midnight. Do we want to model that? No, that doesn't work for the family, you know? So leadership is it's not a monolithic type.
Or concept. A one size fits all.
No, it's not.
How do you decide America is going to be home?
I got married there, got settled there. At first it was just because that's where I was. But of course time came where could I most help? And there was, Africa would be great. But the resources in America, the resources there, people that just love what we're doing, and they just, you know,
You've been married 27 years. You know, I mean, you can say 27 years right now, but what does that mean? You know, because my husband the other day said 5 years, and I said, it feels like a lifetime.
Yes.
But 27 years?
Yeah.
Come on now.
It's before you know it. Really, really,
really,
really. It is, because after like between 5 and maybe between 7, 8 and 20, it's like this. Because you've actually the first 5, bravo. If you've done 5, bravo. Because that's really, because you're
that's
two different people.
That, yes.
And we do marriage coaching
that's
too.
That's the itch.
Yes, yes. Because you're two different people and trying to, it's so complicated. It's so complicated. Then you start to do the rhythm. But you know, so that is... after that, it's just, you have kids, they preoccupy you, life happens.
Yeah.
But you can do, there is such a thing as growing apart.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, yes, there is, because you're growing, and if you don't grow together, and it's actually, research now shows that women especially, they change every 5 to 7 years, they actually change almost fundamentally. They change a lot of, when a woman marries a guy, usually is thinking, he's good, but I can really make him great.
Yeah.
When a guy marries a girl, it's usually, she's perfect, please stay
the
way.
Same.
Guess what happens? The opposite happens.
We end up totally changing.
Yes. And we
stay the same.
I am the same fragrance from 30, whatever, you know. So, there is, in fact, around year 5, there comes a bit of a crisis of, oh no, oh no, she's changing. Oh no, he's the same. He's not changing. Mm. And a couple almost has to push through this membrane of, this is the guy, I have to fall in love with this guy who really still can't pick up after himself.
I feel the same, because I feel like after year five,
yeah,
it's like, now you've had the babies,
yes,
you know, you've seen pretty much all the facets of life as a woman.
Yes.
And you're thinking, now I'm more ambitious. Now I want to go after life. Yeah. Now I want to do this.
Yes.
And do. And he's thinking, what?
What?
Why?
Who's this?
Why are you ambitious now? Why?
Yes.
So I get that.
Yes.
I can feel that and
yes.
I can see that. So
I had
five children.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were to put your children in one room, what would they say? This is the kind of dad I have, you know?
Cool dad, fun dad,
cool dad.
But also friend, like my 23-year-old last night, you know, just like, daddy, I got to tell you about the, we talk mm-hmm. a lot. I thank God for the African side
mm-hmm.
because I don't overly befriend, even because they're 25, 23. No, because they don't need a friend as much as they still need
a parent.
Dad, mm-hmm. the, you know what? I am in
really?
Trouble. Can you help me? And please talk me through this. So, but because I'm trained, I know to hey, what are you thinking? The switch mm-hmm. from instructional parenting, do this, do that,
right.
to supervisory. Mm-hmm. I am here, son. I love you. Because he's 25. He's getting
right.
married in December. You know, so I told him just even this morning, Adam, don't wait too long to tell me if and when you need help. Because,
okay.
you know, because I'm here. I'm here, son. Mm-hmm. I'm here, son. And to leave them, because but it's so difficult. Because
see the shielding I was saying.
Yes,
we are
yes,
shielding when
yes.
we weren't shielded.
Yes, yes,
crazy.
Yes, yes.
So you sound to me like you found your purpose. I mean, forget the music
yeah.
and Limitex. I mean, like you
yeah.
know, the leadership, the teaching, the serving a purpose to see another generation that's a different way
yes,
than maybe
yeah.
you were or you experienced.
Yeah.
Is that the storytelling as well, the writing? Is that what it
yes,
is then? Does
yes,
that weave in?
Yes, yes. There are four levels of achievement.
Mm-hmm.
This is big. The first one is the survival. You're mm-hmm. just trying to make it. Please.
Go, get through.
Yeah, get through. Next, after you survive, you click through into, and I'm going to write a book about this too. I call that, there's terms that I won't say now in case somebody mm. uses this, you know, survival. Then the next is success.
Mm.
Now you can pay the bills. Now it's
mm-hmm.
working. Most people stay there.
Comfortable.
But there's more. From there, next phase is significance phase, where
mm.
it's not about the job, it is why. For example, mm. for me, I don't care to be booked by so-and-so. It's not just success. I can pay my bills, but what can I do
yeah.
that's beyond me, you know? And then the final phase is the legacy phase, where when the music stops, how is Dennis going to be remembered?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy thing is I'm actually on level four
mm-hmm.
because, and which is fun, because right now I'm thinking, when I can't jump anymore,
mm.
that's why the books.
You've written 17 books.
Yes.
Just throw us the categories, everything from...
everything from, there's a one called You Have a Dream. I mean, on motivation, You Have a Dream is a book called Timeless Truths, Proverbs is Wise Saying, which we've given away thousands and thousands of those ones in schools even here.
Mm.
There's a book called Morph, which is about change. Mm. There's a book called Surrounding Yourself with the Right People.
Mm.
There's a book called Entourage, which is about relationships. Yeah, there's Marriage Books 1, Marriage 2. There's a lot out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a book that you've just given me. Is it Black Like Me? It's a question,
mm-hmm.
really.
Yes.
The Search for Meaning and Identity in the 21st Century. Identity and meaning for anyone?
Yes. No, it's a quest. There's a crisis. In fact, when you... touchy subject, like for example, the gender dysphoria subject, which is the core of that is, who am I?
What's your fourth song choice?
Fourth song, let's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm dancing between two because
uh-huh.
because there was the whole idea of, I think it's September.
Mm-hmm.
September. Yeah. Oh. Together, yeah, because it's just the fun of it all, the lightness of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I think don't take yourself too seriously. Whenever I get intense, I busted out. I'm like, you know what?
Just chill, relax.
Yeah, I just busted out because I'm like, you know what, Dennis? Life is okay. It's complicated, but remember, there are people in Uganda. Uganda is so good for me because I live in a very, because we're around five companies, you know. So today I woke up. I am good. I've got 80 years by God's grace at 90. Hey, 100. I'm also one day I'll be gone. What's the footprint? What am I leaving here for my kids and kids and generations? It's that I like simplicity. Like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Can we just keep things simple, please?
September, Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yeah.
Desert Island Discs on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
It's Desert Island Discs as we now get into our final part with Dr. Dennis Sembewa. I think it was much, much earlier on when you were saying that, you know, whether it's marriage or whatever, just in hindsight of life happening to you, even in that thing of simplicity, things only get complicated when we choose to complicate them.
Yes.
You know, so when you were saying that it gets easier, 5, 6, 7, you get to 20 without knowing how you got
there.
Yes,
yes.
It's because people want...
Yes.
A tough story.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
If it's not a tough story, then it's not.
And our kids, they're too intense. Too early, too intense.
Yeah.
And you're thinking like...
So when you were saying that, you know, they used to only... When a bad thing happens, we have to split because now a bad thing has happened. As you're saying, come on, bad things do happen.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is actually enhancing the level of anxiety. Of course, there's this assumption life should be easy as a result. In fact, the phones have not been good for us.
Yeah,
because we have this thing that life can be zapped and swiped, and in fact, because I teach relationships, even how we do like you should hear the conversation between two kids meaning 15-year-old, 16. My friend found me kissing his boyfriend. So okay, that's really bad. That's like bad.
Yeah.
So she's so outraged because her friend is still not over it,
and
what did you do? I texted her. I told her I'm sorry. I said, wait, you're kissing her boyfriend because you text? Yeah, because she's supposed to get over it. Because why? She texted.
And said sorry.
Yeah, and said sorry. And I said, you know, what is wrong with her? She's, there's this deep sense of entitlement. And it has, we go back to simplicity, it's complicated their lives.
Yes. So you, you didn't ghost right. Now we've come down to it. You helped sort of piece together things for the Navagiri because she wrote her book. I mean, times I've been alive for a time where a Navagirika writes a book.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She's a special woman. Yeah. And just the courage. the courage it takes just to not even forget the potential complications of just the mere fact
telling
of doing
the story.
It. But just how do you tiptoe around? Because this is from 1,000 to 3,000 year traceable history of the Baganda, and you're going to be the first
to write it.
You should be quiet, playing a role
as the navigator.
Yeah,
sit, be pretty.
Yeah, sit, and she would be, and she'd be pretty happy doing that.
Mm.
She could have been, but again, she's in that phase of
significance.
Which is the Chisakate and the things that she's doing for the girl child. And she's really impassioned about, she's touched by stories of, you came, just looking at you, I just feel like I also can. I know, yeah.
I mean, you're Simpe, you're in Muganda. And when the book came out, maybe because I'm from Uganda, but I thought it was brilliant. I thought, oh wow, she's telling a story, I'm going to run, grab a copy and read.
Yes.
And then the Baganda divided. And I'm saying, but why are you divided? Oh, she's not supposed to tell a story about anything. She's a navigator. So you have the sides, which is like, I'm impressed. We should definitely read it. And then you have the side, which is like, what?
Yeah.
Weren't you afraid being part of that? That maybe
after
that
fact,
division?
I think after the fact.
You're like, oh, wait.
Yeah. Because I thought I could be like, you know, hidden enough. And I was. I think everyone was sincere. I think all the voices were sincere.
Yeah.
But I think when all the emotions calmed down, the facts remain. She told a story that was not an affront to the kingdom.
You're in the four phases at the significant phase, are you not?
Yes.
It's telling a story, I get that. It's giving back, it's being significant, the legacy, the footprint, like you've called it. I mean, when I'm not here, what will that look like for me?
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes there's a bit of you that's for you.
Yes.
Do you still have time for that? Where it's just what you like to do, what you like to think about, what you like to enjoy, outside of legacy.
Yes. Please,
you know?
Yes, of course. No, seriously though.
Yeah.
The danger of this phase too of success is it can swallow you into itself and you forget to live.
Yep.
You can live for the next deal, which is why when I talk to business and I coach the business one-on-one, especially with the business, the guys who are really, you can live for the goalposts.
Yes.
When I get married, when I have my first kid, when I retire, you can live for the goalposts and actually forget to live.
I never find life. Yeah, that's true.
You get
true.
To 80 and you forgot to live. Mm. And so I don't want that. So, oh my goodness, I have so much fun. I love.
Really?
Oh, and I love the simple things like food, like my vinyewa and muchere.
Mm.
Oh, don't you trouble. I love movies.
Mm.
I love travel. Whenever every city we go to, we take a day or two to see things, to smell the roses because, you know,
That's
I love
good.
To laugh. We joke, we smell the roses deliberately, intentionally. Because if you don't, actually, as an ethic, having fun, playing, and not where like playing where, because sometimes you can play and do golf. For example, I don't like golf. Guys who love golf, they're probably kin is a friend. His friend, Daddy's, what's wrong with you? They love golf, but sometimes people do golf and golf becomes work because they're like, because you're driven. You're like,
it's competition, like, okay, it's discipline.
Can you find a different sport? Yeah.
Be a kid.
Yeah. Be a kid
at heart.
Eat ice cream. I've got favorite ice creams, favorite cakes, favorite my banana bread, my cheesecake, my dessert. I'm very intentional about
exercise.
We work out. It's
beautiful. Wow. So Black Like Me is the latest?
Yes.
Okay. So in Uganda, here in Uganda, where can we find the book? And who it's for as well?
Because we're a young population. I wrote for them.
Yeah.
I wrote for them because you can't write a book to talk to a country and make it too sophisticated.
Too general.
General. It has mature concepts, but I wrote for sixth grade. They doubt even the PhD will be challenged as well as the, you know, but I wrote for the our young population.
Somebody young who is trying to figure it themselves out.
But I think 18 to 30 is most target.
That's crucial.
Because they can, because they're here and they're facing this. And what am I going to do?
So it's a good book. So it's available?
available at Aristar, at Amazon now online. Globally. Yeah. Mm.
Before we end the show, somebody who's been listening and maybe somebody who's within that age, 18 to 30, who in hindsight of your life, characters you possessed as a person that you believe set you up for success.
I filter out 9. I call them elements of basic human capital. The idea is we're all born with something. So I believe everybody's supposed to leave a mark. Meaning, again, not ambition, rule, no. Not necessarily, but history should be able to say, well, she was here. Mm. She was here. Mm-hmm. We all have that. So there's 9 of them. There's resilience, for example. It's how you start. Focus. There's diligence, working hard. There's tenacity, attitude, thrift, managing your time. Mm. Adaptability, the ability to change.
You know, wherever you are.
Sociability, how you manage people, relationships with your friends. Blah, blah, blah. And character. Now, what is the one... I'd say people. Mm. People. Life is not designed in such a way that you have all the time to live it, make mistakes, learn from those mistakes, and implement the lessons from the mistakes, and still have time enough to live to your full potential.
Right.
The only way to shortcut that is to find people who've been where you're going and read their lives. You know, take them out, whatever. These conversations have saved me 10 years. Mm-hmm. The reason I've done all this and I'm still 56 is because I have shortcut the
other
process.
People's experiences.
Yes.
Stood in the gap.
Yes.
It would be unfair of me to end this show without asking what my producer Shafiq would like to know, and probably many others. When is that Limitex concert and album? Don't you get that a lot?
Yeah. I'm so grateful.
Mm.
I'm so grateful that we came. When we came, we did what we did in a way that it's timeless.
Yes.
We actually respect the legacy.
Good.
I mean, I go to a cabinet minister's office and they become like little kids. Because music is the only thing that can actually take you back
to a moment.
You take you back to a moment where you're like, oh, I fell in love with you. So they're like, oh, we used to come and watch you guys. And she's like, your excellency or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is all over Africa.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm in awe of that. And There will be.
Someday.
There will be someday.
Someday. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time.
You are welcome.
Thank yeah,
you
I enjoyed this.
Me. Thank you.
I did.
Me too.
I think our minds met. Moments where our minds met.
And I'll reintroduce you. We can have a conversation, a meal or something. The union husband
absolutely,
or whatever.
Absolutely.
And we will talk God.
Yes. You know?
Yeah.
Yes. What's our final song?
There's a group called Take Six.
Yes.
A song called Mary, Don't You Weep. It's a song of comfort and to all those who are burdened and
right.
who might be just feeling despondent. I feel it's a great song. It's a cappella, also one of our inspirations, you know, because they can do amazing things with their voices.
Yeah.
And they're one of the inspirations for Limitex. All the a cappella songs that we put
together,
they challenged us pitching and, you know, making sure there's excellence. So,
wow.
Take Six.
Mary, don't you weep. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Dennis Simpiwa, for giving us time and allowing to be cast away on this desert of music and stories and laughter.
So
it's been beautiful. That's it for Desert Island Discs. You can catch this and more episodes on our podcast, Capital FM Uganda, as well as your live. Good night.
I'm singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Martha, don't you moan.
Well, Mary. Tell Martha
not
to moan.
Martha, don't you moan.
Cause Pharaoh's army.
Pharaoh's army.
Don't you know they've been drowned
in the Red Sea.
Singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Martha, don't you moan.
Well, singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Martha, don't you moan.
Well, Mary.
Martha, don't you moan.
Cause Pharaoh's army. Don't you know that I'm
drowned in the Red Sea.
Singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Martha, don't you moan.
I'm singing it.
If I could,
I believe that
Desert Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.